This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, folks, you are tuned to NYC Radio Live. My name is David Ellenbogen. Got an exciting episode to share from you. You ever hear the African Jill? It's like a curved balafone from Ghana. Incredible instrument. Nothing sounds like this. And we connected with Ba'eri Yoteri, who is a musician from Ghana, and Valerie Naranjo, who's a great percussionist. She's in the Saturday Night Live band, and really just all over the place. I think she did a lot of the arranging for The Lion King. So we were at her house with her husband, Barry Olson, who's another great musician, percussionist, multi-instrumentalist, and got to record some Jill, and it's incredible. I mean, Ba'eri Bilobi, who is kind of the most famous musician of this instrument, and it's really cool just to hear how this instrument was used in our lifetimes as like a work instrument, as songs to be played while people built a house or that kind of thing. Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited to share this with you. And we have a sponsor today, the Rubin Museum. So I will share this, a couple pieces of wisdom. Socrates, he said, the only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Can't argue with that. And Eleanor Roosevelt, she wrote, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. All right. And so thanks to the Rubin Museum of Art, who have a fall series starting this September right now, The Wisdom Matrix. So hope to see you at the Rubin Museum of Art. I'll be there this Friday, September 8th? No. September 10th. September 9th. Thank you, calendar. I'll be there this September 9th doing a DJ set. A lot of music to share there from 6 to 10. So, all right, on with this podcast. Here you go. smoking, right? Well, we're going to hear, have a short conversation with Ba'eri, and I'll throw some of their live performance on in the background while we listen to that. And then we'll hear two more live tracks. And I had asked Ba'eri at the beginning if he could describe who was Kakrabi Lobi. And this was his answer.
Yeah, Kakraba is a guild master from the Lobi society in the upper west region of Ghana, the northern region of Ghana. And I was 13 years old as a cowboy in the village in the north called Saru. So I was there as a cowboy, and Kakraba became 1993 to do a research that a Japanese who he's working with wanted him to bring a small boy like my age at that time who can play jil very well for him to introduce that person or that guy to the Japanese children.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So when he came, by then I was a cowboy, like 13 years old. He came over to the village and decided that you are the person I'm looking for.
So you were already playing quite a bit. You were
yes,
good.
Yes, I was good. Learning. I was, by then I can play, but not like today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like something that I'm learning.
Right.
Yeah. So, 1994 was our first trip to Japan. I toured with Kakraba in Japan in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
The second trip is 1996.
And traditionally, like, we just heard a song that was used while people are working. This is helps coordinate the work.
Yeah.
First of all, did they still do that today? Like, is that still happening or not so much?
Yes, they still do, but today, because you have tapes, like mm-hmm. tape.
Oh, okay, they can just play the tape.
Yeah, to play the tape instead
it's
of
cheaper.
Playing the G.
Right.
They just put the cassette in the tape and be listening while working, like that.
And what are the other kind of settings that you hear jil? Is it ceremonies, dances? Where would I hear jil if I went to the area you grew up?
Oh, first of all, funeral is the... celebration, you can hear jil playing there. You go to festival, though the festival jil is different a little bit than this. This is called koji, that means funeral zalefa. Mm-hmm. And the festival type is called boji, that means festival zalefa.
Mm-hmm.
So the boji is different tone
mm-hmm.
to this. Yes. So you can hear jil in funeral, festival, parties, weddings. Anywhere they like to play, you can mm-hmm. hear, yeah, you can hear jil. The funerals in Ghana, in my hometown, when somebody die, like a man we have songs for only men funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And that one we call it darpon. We call it darpon. So darpon means man is out from men.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I say again, man is out.
Man is out.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some, like a group of teens and one is out.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that. A group of teens and one is out.
Mm-hmm.
So That is the meaning of Dagmo. So the song is telling the people that we lost a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we lost a man. And after that, we also have second one called Chikwabene. When the man is born or was born to raise up to the age he was before he died, what is the work he do? Is he a farmer? Is he a fisherman? Or is he a trader? What work did he do? And when he do that work, how does it go? Is he rich or whatever? We have song for that, to tell the people his background about his life. Oh, I'm a farmer. I have money. I'm rich. I have children. Mm-hmm. I have cows. So they will talk all those things in that song. And when they talk of that, they want to see something like if you are rich or you have gold, plenty goat or cows, they would like to see you slaughter a live goat. Immediately they are playing that song.
So the it matches what yes. they're doing is matching yes. the music and
yeah.
the words.
Yeah, and the words. So sometimes when they are playing some of a song like that, those who are poor, they run away. Some will start running to booze or run and hide somewhere
because they don't want to slaughter.
Yeah, they don't have.
They don't have a goat.
They don't have
slaughter.
A goat
yeah.
or cow. They don't have. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
What I also know a little bit is when a child is born, and maybe if he will be, he or she will become a jil player, maybe he will be, she or he will be crying. When he was a, he's a child, he will be crying, doing some things, and like they will try to cool the baby down to sleep. He or she will not allow, she will continue crying like that. So the parents or the family will consult maybe a spiritual leader or something we call soothsayer to tell them why the child is crying. Maybe the soothsayer will tell them, oh, your child say he or she needs a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why he or she was a child or is a child, he need a jil. So they should, even though they are not jil family, they should buy jil put down, the child will stop. And they will buy the jil put down. And take the jil, the child put on top of the jil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the child stop crying. Until when the child grow, the jil is there for him to be playing. So that's what I also see.
Mm.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do women play?
Well, women play jil because when a lot of women play, but one problem that women don't play in a funeral is, you know, the olden days, they don't have clothing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, Lobby people don't know how to make clothing.
Mm-hmm.
They use cow leather to, the women use leaves. We have something we call leaves, we call it bin. There is a particular leaf, they normally join it together like as a piece of cloth.
Right.
Cover the front and use this and rope. Join another one, cover the back. No dress up, down. Just cover the front and back, that is all. And the men also use cow leather to put some rope here and hang it in front. The back, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the buttons
right
like that. So for that matter, the women, when they cover that, anytime they sit, the body is open. So they are always shy to sit down and play a gym.
Right.
But women play jil, and we have women who play jil very well now.
Right.
But some of them are shy. They just see it to eat that, no, this is for men. We don't want to do it. Yeah, like that. And also, some of the women, they train their brothers. They can play, but they use the spirit they have in jil to train their brothers to become master jil player instead of hair.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah, like that. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. If you want to track down Ba Eri Yoteri, things aren't as hard as they used to be. He's on Facebook, I just learned. Many thanks to Barry Olson, Valerie Naranjo, and thanks to you for listening. Much, much more to come. Peace.